shit, not good.
Hey guys, welcome to the Gig Economy Podcast, episode 188. On our way to 200, which we'll hit this year, 12 weeks away.
Oh my goodness, that is crazy.
That is crazy. I don't know, we'll have to do something special.
Oh, definitely something special. 200.
Well, guys, thanks so much. Tonight we're going to talk about, would you rather, fill in the blank, Lyft is kicking drivers off Comfort, not me, and Uber cash outs are more, and people are losing their mind for some reason for 40 cents more, and I don't know why. So we'll talk about that. How's it going, Larry?
It's going well, man. Sounds like we're both a little bit under the weather tonight, but we are here and ready to talk gig work.
Yes, sir. I said to Larry, if you make me laugh and I start coughing, it's all downhill from there. For whatever reason, I got a little cough and I've been just real drained today. So probably it's good that I was out with a bunch of old people today running them around town. So that seems to track.
That's what you need.
So everything you want to know about the show, go to gigeconomyshow.com for our newsletter, any kind of news that's going around in the gig economy. And then also you can download the podcast there. You can download it anywhere, but if you go to the website, you can download it there too. I want to mention our Patreon members, Samson, Steve, Bud, Omar, Delivery Cats, Jamie, Frank, Nate, John, Tom, and Jim. It's John McCallion's birthday a couple of days ago. And so happy birthday, John. I haven't seen him on for a while. But if you want to join the shenanigans, the last podcast, extra podcast we recorded last week, it was a shit show. So enjoy that. It was a lot of downtime, me trying to download software on my computer to gamble. It was crazy. So you'll have to check it out. Gabe joined us. But if you want to join us, go to patreon.com/thegigicon podcast. Gets you an extra podcast a month, exclusive piece of merch, a.k.a. a t-shirt, ad-free show. And then that's the $10 tier. And if you want to do the tip you in the app, that's $5 to say thank you for bringing you this amazing content. You get a pre-show banter, which also can be very funny at times. So go ahead and join that. And the Telegram group, of course, this is where you learn things about your neighbors from down under in New Zealand that you didn't really know about. And she shares a picture that you were shocked by. Not because the picture was shocking, as who it shared it. I'm takes quite a bit for me to be shocked, but so yeah, we'd love for you to join us. If you download Telegram and then you go ahead and click the link in the description, and that will bring you to the chat. So it's an adult group, right, Janet? Stories from the road. Larry and I both have nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I have not driven a lot. Been here taking care of my son who had surgery last week.
How's he doing?
Staying home a lot. He's doing well. He's just been hanging out up there in the bonus room, him and his cat. Meow. He brought his cat Garfield with him. And nice. So been hanging out with them and, just kind of taking care of him. Have been out driving a few times, but mostly during the day and didn't really have anything crazy happen during the day.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday I did gig work. I was trying to make 100 a day and I did pretty good on Monday. Tuesday was a little bit of a stretch, which at least in my market, Tuesday is the slowest day of the week for gig
really?
Work. Yeah.
Interesting.
I just been doing food delivery. I think I did one Comfort ride. Like I ran Comfort, but it just wasn't getting any requests for it. So did some Walmart, did some DoorDash, did some Uber Eats, those kind of things.
I need to do a Walmart Spark. I haven't done a Spark and it's been at least 6 months.
Well, I actually got a shop, which is so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it used to be when I first started, I shopped all the time. It was big bucks. I mean, it was minimum $20 per order.
Yeah.
And you controlled your own destiny, which is nice because you get to immediately go and shop at where when you're picking.
Take off and go.
Yeah. When you're waiting for like an order, you could wait 15, 20 minutes for that thing. So I did a little bit of that, but it was nice to kind of shop a little bit and make money, $20 in 30 minutes. So it was kind of nice, but nice. So I don't have any other stories, but I do have a thirsty goose here. I want to show you
what would be a thirsty goose.
Here's the mouth and it's a seal in the back. So the thirsty goose is something comes in this nice little pouch.
Oh,
and you pull it
very
out of
fancy.
Here. And then this is your goose. This is where you go pee pee right in here. And then you take the lid, which is sealed, which once you... I can't do it. I got to look at it. There you screw it like this.
There it is.
And there it is. It's a little crooked, but... yeah, so the Thirsty Goose. This is where, if you are a man, and no offense to women, you could buy it for your husband, or you could rig it up for... You'd have to add one more piece of equipment for this for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think so.
Just not going to work. But... Yeah, you can go potty in it, and then it doesn't look like a Gatorade bottle. Now, that being said, it's hard, so it's not collapsible. So I don't know where the fuck you're going to put this in your
right
car.
Up on the dash.
I mean,
right up on the dash.
I mean, look at, like, kind of, like, just look at compared to the microphone. Like, it's pretty big. Yeah. Oops. Sorry.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to tuck that in, you know, in, inside your little door pocket or...
No, this will not. I mean, I don't know.
Your console.
I don't even. It's not going to fit in the door pocket. So, John says, Jason, mine won't fit. Does it come in a bigger size? No, it definitely comes in a smaller size if you need that. But mine won't fit. Wait a minute. I didn't even look at that. Oh, come on. You can't fit in that just for scale. Come on. Anyways, happy birthday, John. I appreciate you.
Happy birthday, John.
I just
hey,
had said
Jerry.
I hadn't seen you in a long while. But anyways, we are now ambassadors, so if you go to the description, you can click on the link and save 10% by using the Gig Economy podcast. So I will be giving one of those away. I'm not sure how we're going to do it. We'll probably save one maybe for the picnic, or yeah. Larry, you can have it too. I don't freaking care. I mean, I probably won't even use mine, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know that I would. I've always just stopped at the restroom at a restroom somewhere, or if it, you know, yeah, just
while peeing
behind a bush or something.
Well, I mean, if it fit in my, if I had a place to put it, I would use
right.
it. But I'm not getting yeah. out of my car and putting it in the trunk every time. I'm just
right.
I'm gonna stick to my exactly. Gatorade bottle.
Yeah. There you go. Maybe we can get them as a sponsor.
Well, I mean, we kind of are. We're ambassadors. We get 10% back every time you buy something. So
no, I'm a Gatorade.
Oh God. Passionate. Not a sponsor. What is it? Not
yet.
A sponsor. Yeah, it's there.
Yet.
It is. There's another show I listen to that say passionate, but not, I don't know. It's passionate, but something. But anyways. All right. So before we jump into Gig Economy in the news, since we don't have really other stories, just want to again talk about Kim's Side Money Plans. Great YouTuber, has just started a podcast. Go to your podcast application and just search Kim Side Money Plans, and that way you can download her podcast. She podcasts once a week or live streams. Well, she live streams more than once a week, yeah. But she uploads a podcast once a week. But she's always like, I want to do this. I want to set up my car somehow with some GoPros or something like that and do some more content. But she'll do, like, she's doing a catering order. She'll live stream that, which I yeah. think is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is neat.
But, yeah, I definitely would like you to go download her podcast because she's trying to grow the podcast. She's killing it on YouTube. So, I mean, you should subscribe to her on YouTube too. But full-time sure. gig worker, does a lot of DoorDash, those kind of things. So, all right. So Gig Economy in the news. So I don't have an article or video. There is a video, but it's kind of janky. But again, we're talking about Minnesota and, you know, or Minneapolis. They're pulling out May 1st. And Minnesota Drivers Union say they have a solution if Uber and Lyft leave Minneapolis. And they basically just talked about just different things that they can do, you know, and I think it's kind of a push. It's kind of an opportunity for them, right? To like, all right, this is a good time for us to really push the driver union. Mm-hmm. I don't know much of about this driver union in Minnesota, but one thing I did see, and this isn't really related to the driver union, but they've already said to, if you rent a Tesla from Hertz, that you need to turn it in before May 1st. You know, they're yeah. like, hey, we're done. We're out of here. So. It doesn't seem like it's going to be slowing down at all, or they're going to, it's kind of, I don't know if it's a bluff or not. The Gig Economy Podcast will be back after a quick break.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand. grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step-by-step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
It seems to be moving full steam ahead. I mean, and I guess you would have to be that way if you know, if you're not, if it was apparent you were just talking and not doing anything, then I think that, you know, that would very much weaken their position.
Yeah.
So I think they've got to play it that way and make it look like they're 100% ready to, you know, ready to pull out of Minneapolis if that's what it takes.
That's true. Again, I kind of hope that it happens just to see what happens, just to kind of learn from it. And
yeah, it'd be interesting.
I will share. Actually, I'll just grab this link. And if you want to watch it on your own time, I'll throw that in here. It's an okay video, but yeah. So I think, you know, introducing a union is, like, in my W-2 job, I'm pro-union, but as a gig worker, I'm not.
Hey, you know,
I'm not like a politician where, like, oh, I'm a Democrat, so I have to be union, right, or I'm a Republican, and I hate unions. I'm just like, whatever benefits me the most,
yeah,
or my family or the community, yeah, around me, I'm going to go with. And I think, you know, the bus union does for me, and then I think just being an independent contractor for gig work, yeah, like John said, follow the money. And I don't, yep, want to say it like I'm coming off being selfish and I don't care about other people, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's, we have to pay our bills. Like,
right.
I mean, we love gig work. We love talking about it, right, Larry? But we do it for money.
We're not just doing it as a charity.
Right.
We are doing it to make a little money for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's kind of why I stand on it. I don't hate you if you want to do it. I don't hate anybody for wanting to do that kind of stuff. It's just not for me. So,
and we'll stay on top of this Minnesota story every week until, you know, as it gets closer, and just if there's any news or updates, kind of we'll try to touch on those.
Well, yeah, I mean, I swear every week there's
something.
There's a new article or an update.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
So at the beginning we talked about would you rather, and you know, because that's a game that my kids used to play in the car. Would you rather, you know, whatever? Would you rather live through a tornado or pull a tooth out without any, you know, just dumb shit, yeah, like that? And it's fun conversation. But
yes,
this one's a little different.
It's the gig economy version.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you rather a passenger throw up in your car or have sex in your car? And I'd really like to have everybody in the chat answer that. let's see where it falls. See what people would rather have.
When I saw it in Reddit, I was like, I love it when, like, who would even think of that? He probably saw that, his throw up bag, and he's like, you know what? This is a good, yeah, question. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean?
For sure.
So for you, Larry,
you have to know more detail.
No variables. So
there's got to be a variable. So it says throw up. I mean, if they're throwing up in my puke bag, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, of course. Of course.
But no, if they're throwing up all over my car, or somebody's going to have sex in the car, I'd probably go with them having sex in the car. Hopefully they're not going to make as much a mess. But, you know, I really are neither one.
Well, of course.
That's not a choice.
Janice says throw up. I'm going to go probably with sex, honestly. I mean, even if there was a little mess, it's much easier to clean up.
Yeah, it's not going to be it's going to be all over the car like that is when they puke.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not going to lie, it's kind of hot. I mean, I don't want it to happen in my car, but, like, you know, I mean, I'm a man.
That's what we have dash cams for, right?
I mean, it's kind of hot. Like, it would be weird in the moment, but, like, if you think, yes, about it, like, from an outside perspective, I'm just like, it's like the voyeurism or whatever and stuff like that. But, no, I mean, obviously, if they puked in a puke bag, I will take that all day long. Yeah. So
have you had people get closer? You thought they were heading that way?
No,
I know I've had I've had one, well, two that I like, I might have to put a hose on you guys.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
And one time the girl even apologized and they got to the apartment. She's like, I'm so sorry. We're back here sucking face like this.
I've actually seen more of the old, hand down the woman's pants or up the skirt more than the sucking face, but it don't really bother me. Like, I mean, if it was starting, like, the only time it would be like, all right, y'all, if you're kicking my seat or you're, like, moaning, I'm like, again, from an outside perspective, fine. But when you're in my car, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it definitely is a little weird.
I mean, unless you're going to tip me good, then I'm going to ignore everything. If you drop a $50 bill on the front seat, I'm just going to be like, don't know who you are. Have fun.
Yep. It's all about the Benjamins.
Hey, like John said, follow the money.
Follow the money. Yep.
Follow the money.
That's exactly right.
Traveler didn't answer. He just gave emojis. So Jerry said
Janet says throw up. Jerry says sex.
Janet,
so we got
throw up. Throw up without a bag, Janet. Do you still stick to your guns on that? I doubt it. So here, let's see this next one. So I am not against women getting whatever. Like, I'm not one of those male guys. I'm fine with all that. But it's just a weird email. It says, get an additional 10% off by referring a woman to the Uber app. It says, invite friends to earn safely and flexible by driving with Uber. Get up to $275 for each successful referral and an extra 10%, which actually isn't that much if the referral is $275. So you're getting, an extra $27.50.
Yeah.
So it's not that much. It's just, it's kind of weird, right? Isn't that a weird kind of.
Yeah. I mean, there, you know, what is it? Lyft has the option now where you can be matched more often with a woman driver, and now they're giving more money for women referrals. You know, I understand it's a pretty heavily male dominated, you know, profession, I think, and they're wanting to get more women into it, but, you know, we've talked about it before. I wouldn't want any of my sisters or wife or daughters or anybody doing rideshare.
Wait, it's a genitalia bonus. I'm actually more fine with the Lyft system where you can, because that's a safety issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with that. But when we're talking about money, like, it's just weird. Like,
yeah, it does seem weird.
And you don't want more women because, like you said, it's not a, it can be an unsafe situations at times. I can't imagine being like a super hot woman and Ubering. I mean, the amount of getting hit on from drunk dudes, like, my gosh, it would be every ride.
Oh yeah. And I've told, because I've had college girls and they're like, oh, well, I thought about doing Uber or Lyft. I was like, don't do it. Do food delivery. Do something where you don't have to interact with people.
Well, they still get it in food delivery. I see people, but it's more of a chat thing, like in the text format. Like, you're cute, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah, as opposed to them actually getting groped in the car while they're driving.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, I mean, Jamie from Tennessee, you know, she talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too weird. Guys are too gross.
Especially when they're drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that is. But, hey, Tom, thanks for coming. Jan says, had a guy being abusive to women, so it was a difficult situation. I'm not sure what she was talking about there, but
It sounded like a passenger maybe that was being abusive to the female passenger. I had that one once as well.
I see. So that awkward where he's like yelling at her. Oh god, I hate that.
Oh yeah, yeah. This guy, I mean, they were both drunk, and he was like, "You don't shut up, I'm gonna punch you in the face." I was like, "Hold on, dude. Nobody hitting anybody in this car."
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, there is.
I'll drive you straight to the police station.
Yeah, there is a time to intervene when it starts talking about violence or.
Like, yeah, and you can tell they're not joking.
Yeah,
you know, it's.
But I've had it when they're like, oh, you know, the guy's talking to the girl like, you're just such a fucking slut. I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, a little cringe, start getting that cringe feel for sure.
Yeah,
it's a fine line where to step in there.
It is. But all right, so an Uber and Lyft driver explains how sometimes he makes over $8,000 a week doing private rides in Miami and Fort Lauderdale for celebrities, politicians, and sports stars. I did not read this, so I hope you did.
This is pretty crazy. I mean, so he started out doing Lyft and Uber because he found out he was sick and actually thought he was going to pass away. And he said he couldn't really physically do any other jobs.
Yeah.
But he got into it, and he lives down in South Florida. So it's a pretty wealthy area around Miami, Fort Lauderdale area. Definitely a lot of money down there. And so he had the idea to start his an LLC and not just do Uber and Lyft, but go ahead and get his, you know, commercial insurance so he could take private rides, because, you know, technically we're not supposed to be taking private money rides if you don't have commercial insurance, because Uber and Lyft and your own insurance is not going to cover that.
Right.
So he did that and started working with another guy who already was kind of established in the business, and built up a clientele. He said he does a lot of, he does some NFL people, some kind of famous, wealthy people that live in the area. Mm-hmm. Talks about, you know, did one ride, you know, last week for, it was an hour ride, $700.
Wow.
And yeah, they mentioned they're like 25 times more than what you would normally get paid. I'm like, baloney. That's like 100 times more than what Uber would pay you. I mean, I'm, you know, for an hour on the highway, you know, I might make about $70 if I'm, you know, going to Nashville.
Right.
Way more than 25 though. But, you know, and you always wonder, you know, it says he made $200,000. You wonder if they're looking at before he pays all his fees, or if that's what he actually netted.
Yeah.
You know, they never tell you all that, but he's got, you know, sounds like he does well. He's got two cars. He's got a Tesla S, Model S, and he has a Cadillac Escalade.
Mm-hmm.
Says he spends $6,000 a month car payments.
Yeah. Wait, he's only got two cars. What did he get? Like a freaking 30% interest rate?
Yeah.
Like, that seems a little much for, I mean, good God.
Yeah. And it said last year he said he rarely worked more than 40 hours a week, but he drove 123,000 miles last year.
Well, you're working more.
That's a lot of miles.
That's a lot of miles in less than 40 hours a week. I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, that's, I figured it out. If he worked, if you did 52 weeks a year, that's 2,365 miles a week, every week for 52 weeks.
Something's not adding up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. So he says he's got, I bet this, you know, it says he made over, what was it, $8,000? That was probably. That was probably one week that he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They pull that out. But yeah, I mean, you can certainly do that. I haven't really checked into commercial insurance to see how much it would be. But, you know, I know there's people out there who do that. They get the commercial insurance, they get some nice cars, build up a lot of private rides. If I lived in a bigger city, if I lived in Nashville, I would do that.
100%. You got to live in a bigger city.
This guy, yeah, you got to have him some cities, got some wealthy people. You know, not the Bowling Green doesn't, but there, it's Bowling Green is not big enough. Just, I don't think to support that. But yeah, if I lived in Nashville or a bigger city than that, I would 100% try that.
So I was looking at some, as you said, some of his statistics. His $6,000 a month car payments for his two cars, but he only pays $400 a month for insurance. Like
that doesn't seem right.
I know.
For commercial insurance.
I know. I pay
for an Escalade.
I have three cars and I pay like $280 a month for insurance. So he's only paying $400, but he's paying $6,000 a month for car payments. Anyways.
Yeah. So yeah, you like I said, you never know what to trust with these numbers. That seems low to me.
Well, I think
commercial insurance.
Yeah. I think what's great is being able to get those clients. Like once you get one or two, you're set because they're going to refer. You don't even have to advertise anymore.
Yeah.
But you just got to get that foot in the door, you know?
And he talked about it. Like he'd be doing Uber and Lyft and he'd get somebody who's going on, you know, a long trip on Uber. And he would tell him like, okay, look, how much is this costing you? And say it was costing them $300. He's like, okay, well, and, you know, he was going to get like $140. He's like, okay, I'll do it for $200 off the app.
Yeah.
And so then those people love you. You're saving them money.
Right.
And he's like, that's how he built up a lot of clients. You know, they were originally Uber or Lyft rides, but he would just undercut them and say, hey, I'll do it for this much less. Cause he still earns more and they pay less.
Yeah. I think if I were to be like, okay, I'm doing this full time, I think I would get commercial insurance. I think I would try it for a year and just be like, all right, I'm going to try to hustle as many clients as I can, because that's where the money's at, not sticking with Uber and Lyft. I mean, yeah, you can make decent money. I mean, Gabe makes great money in his market, but my point is like, you would rather not work as much, you know, and make more than that.
Yeah. And you would think, you would hope that these clients would be, you know, kind of a better clientele, but you never know. I mean, sometimes rich people can be kind of assholes. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mark said maybe paying off in a year rather than a couple of years. Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're only doing like a 1 year loan, they probably would be like $6,000 a month for,
yeah,
or something, or a 2 year loan. And then John says, I know I'm behind catching up. He said he'd pick the sex in the back seat over puke anyway, and then ask if he could join in at the end of the ride. Well, what if they're done? Larry doesn't respond to that.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I should ask, because I have, like, I go through an insurance broker. You know what I mean? So yeah, shops.
We should do that. We should find out.
Yeah, how much commercial insurance would cost.
All right. I'll check with I go through USAA. I'll check with them, see what commercial insurance would be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it'd be worth trying and just spamming Facebook groups, like the local ones, like, hey, if you need a private ride, I'm available. You know, I don't know if it would work in this market, though. There's a lot of Dutch people around here that aren't going to pay, you know. I mean, $700 for an hour ride. If someone's super rich, yeah, they're going to be like, that's no big deal. But
yeah, but and then they're going to expect you to have a nice car. I mean, they're not going to expect me to roll up in my Toyota Camry.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, if you're doing like high end stuff, right, I can see that. But like, I think private rides, as long as it's a clean car, it's you know, not a rust bucket, I think it's fine. So,
yeah, because I mean, I do see people on Facebook here, you know, several times a year. Hey, you know, does anybody know of a company or a way to get to Nashville, you know, to the airport?
Exactly.
Because there is one shuttle that runs here, but they don't. That, you know, they stop at a certain hour.
Yeah.
They don't run all night long. So if you got a late flight or an early morning flight, they're not, you know, not real good.
Yeah. I think it would be cool, because I see that a lot too in those groups. Like, I need a ride right now. And like, you know, but if you had that commercial insurance, you'd be like, all right, here's the price. Let's go. You know, you just got to be ready to go.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be that hard to even set up a little website where they could go in and schedule and see your calendar, see when you're available.
And my guess is that in Michigan, the commercial insurance is pretty expensive. It's one of the second or first most expensive car insurance in the state. So
the traveler says $700 a ride, they can have sex in his car.
Yeah, 100%. I'll do that all day. I'll be a moving brothel.
Like, you go.
The hooker and the John can get in, pay me $700. You do your business.
Hey, they can bring their little dog even.
Right? Yes.
Like a rolling no-tail motel.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. A verbal trademark.
Yes, indeed.
All right, so moving on, this is, I've been seeing a lot, this did not affect me, this is not me, but a lot of comfort is going away for eligibility for Lyft. But I mean, this 2023, which is a brand new car, right? But it's a Volkswagen Jetta. There's no way that can have extra comfort in the back of that thing. And I saw somebody earlier say something. They had a 2023 Honda Civic that was comfort. And I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of room. The comfort isn't just about having a nice car with good amenities. It's the room in the back of the seat. Is it roomy? You know what I mean? Which my car, surprisingly, you look at it, looks small, but I got no trunk room, and there's a ton of room in the back seat.
Yeah.
I mean, I can fit some giant men back there. Like, now it's a little skinny this way, but they definitely are, like, you know, width wise, but length wise, like leg room, ton of leg room. Ton of leg room. So I did not get the kicked off the comfort train. Not that I do a lot of lift yet, but.
Comfort king.
Larry's into the king stuff. Oh, well, you missed the last couple episodes.
Yeah, he's not in on that joke.
yeah, extra comfort. I know. I mean, I think the extra is just having the room. Well, yeah, the Teslas, they're crammed in the back. I don't know if it's all Teslas, but there's a certain couple models, I think John is right. The Tesla 3, yeah, it's very small in the back. So they should be getting kicked off too. I mean, to me, it's all about legroom and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, okay, if it's got a nice, it's got like, you know, high tech stuff like a Tesla, who gives a shit? That's not comfortable.
Elon's probably got a deal with Uber.
Yeah. Hertz thought they did, but
yeah,
taking a big loss on that, a big L for
big,
that.
Big time. So. Big time.
Octopus tablet. If you don't have it, I don't know where you live, but where you've been living, you make an extra $100 a month. Sometimes you can win money, win cash, win games, all that stuff. It's basically a trivia. It's more than trivia. I dumb it down by saying trivia for your passengers. And this is like such an old photo, this trivia photo hunt and speed match.
Yeah.
Like it's like probably their original, like when they were starting out and I just, you know, grab the photo.
But, the original mock-up.
Yeah, the original mock-up. But Octopus tablet is a tablet they send you with the charger and a cord and everything. You put it on the back of your seat. People play games, have fun with it. We've talked about it a ton of times. The link is in the description. It's free. Like, why wouldn't you do it? Go ahead and sign up for that. Other than that, you just get paid for driving around and them playing games.
And they love it, especially if you're driving at night. People at night been drinking a little bit. They love playing trivia, and they love checking the March Madness scores on there because everybody's on their phones betting it on, you know, FanDuel and all these sports sites nowadays. So they're checking the scores. And, yeah, really, really I would recommend the Octopus tablet.
Yep. The link is in the description. All right. So this thing, and I don't know. Did I save this picture? I'm having trouble. Oh, okay. So, I skipped.
You skipped one.
Skipped one. Well, we'll go back to it. So, okay. This is a pizza that got delivered to somebody. What does it say? I always get a refund when they do this. Uber Eats customer orders a Little Caesar pizza. I can't believe what the driver ends up delivering. Well, we know what happened to this, right?
Well, on this one, they said that the guy was delivering it on a bike.
Exactly.
I believe. And he had it in a backpack.
But I've even seen people not on a backpack carrying the pizza like
folded up,
yeah, like you're just walking around like with the handles, like,
yeah.
What's because I think people? A lot of them cram the pizza in a regular
hot bag,
but not like a pizza one,
right? Yeah, not the pizza one, the big giant one, but just a regular one.
Yeah,
yeah. You try to keep it warm, so you jam it in there and crunch it all up. So
yeah,
you can either have a warm scrunched up pizza or a cold flat pizza.
Right. I mean, honestly, I'd probably still eat that.
Oh, I'd still eat it.
I mean, good luck getting a refund. As I've said, Uber will say no, and you have to like beat them down to get a refund. But
yeah, you got to badger them.
You got to badger them. But yeah, just gosh, if you're a delivery driver, just use a little common sense. Just like right before you're gonna drop stuff off, like look at where every time I drop off, look how the door opens.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're not blocking the door. Make sure you're, you know. Just it's mostly the door stuff. Make sure you're delivering it in the right way and not, you know, on its, you know, side.
Yeah, just common sense. I mean, it's not hard to just think about if you were the one getting it delivered to you, what would you want?
Yeah, that's crazy. Do you ever have you had the Little Caesars, the little pizza things that they're selling now? They're like little mini pizzas, like puff things,
really?
Or whatever. Yeah,
no, I haven't even seen them. I haven't had Little Caesars in a minute.
Okay, really? Oh gosh, I feel like once a week we have Little Caesars. I don't know. I enjoy it. But all right, Larry. Okay, see, rideshare driver says scammer took 200 of her earnings. We had this one from last week. We never talked about it, I don't think.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a familiar story that we've all heard about. This lady was driving for Uber, I think, and what was it? Yeah, Uber driver. And she got a call while she was in the middle of a ride or in between rides that said she'd been reported. Somebody reported that she'd been drinking. They told her to pull over and had to verify some details. And they're never going to call you and make you verify stuff like that.
Right.
Just when you get a phone call out of the blue. So, you know, she said that, said that she was worried that she was going to lose her livelihood. You know, they called and said they were Uber support. So she said it, you know, it just felt real at the moment. So eventually after about an hour, they told her that she was, everything been cleared up. They got the info they needed and she would be compensated $150 for her time, which they're never going to do that either. So
that's sort of been a red flag yeah. for the amount of money.
Yeah. So she said once they got her Uber information, of course they cleaned her out from what she had made that day. So it was almost $200, she said. Oof. It was her little girl's birthday and she was devastated because she was trying to make money to, you know, give her daughter a good birthday. So we go over this all the time. Don't give out your personal information. I think we've all gotten those calls. I've gotten them several times over the years. You know, they try to intimidate you and tell you that you're going to get kicked off the platform and they need you to give this information and whatever. That, you know, if it's really Uber, they're going to call back. They're going to email you. They're going to do something official that you can figure out for sure that it's them. But don't just get caught up in the heat of the moment, let somebody intimidate you into giving out your information. Luckily, this story did end up well. It says a couple in that her area saw the story and they called and they wanted to make it up to her. So they gave her money to make up for what she lost so she could give her daughter a good birthday. So there are still good people out there.
Yeah, there are. There are a lot. I think most people are good.
They are.
We just focus on the bad stuff. Unfortunately, yes, we do. But
it gets the clicks.
Yeah, it definitely gets the clicks. So yeah, such good advice. They'll never call you and they're just going to badger you and make, and they prey on the people that like they need that money, you know, and so they're going to do everything and make sure that they don't lose, you know, that money. So they're going to listen to the person. Mark, he's a piece of shit. Yeah, and I was like even going to help you out because Pete said it asked about a jump start and I was like, oh, does somebody need do you need a jump start? And he's like, no, my brother did, but he's all right now. And I was going to help you out. So now I'm not going to next time you need it. He doesn't even probably know that I'm talking about, but so Larry, we're talking about, that Baltimore bridge.
So the Baltimore bridge, this is a story about an Uber driver who said that she was driving, getting ready to head onto the bridge and said that some police officer stopped her right at the line before going onto the bridge, which, you know, that would have to, you know, just mess with your mind. She said that if her passenger hadn't been a little late, you know, hadn't been a little late, come out to the car, they probably would have been on the bridge. Oh, so, you know, God. So one time that it worked out well, but the passenger took a few minutes. But that would be scary knowing that, you know, that could have been you. I mean, it very well could have been her if that passenger would have come out a minute or two sooner and they would have been on the middle of the bridge. And that's just that whole video from watching that bridge fall and that boat just going into there. That's just scary. I know the day after that, I had to drive and pick up my son up in St. Louis and had to pass over the Ohio River and the Mississippi River, you know.
Okay.
And both time I was going on those bridges, man, that's all that's going through your mind. Like, man, just, you know, this is, you think of that bridge, just the road just dropping in front of you. And you're like, what are you going to do? You know?
Well, even without this accident, every time I go over a giant bridge, I'm like, good God, if this thing, you know, but then I think, okay, well, we have good engineers. This isn't going to just break. You know what I mean?
You would hope not. I mean, they talk about how old our infrastructure is in this country and how many bridges and stuff need replaced. So, yeah.
Wasn't there recently last year a bridge collapse and there was somewhere and people died from it? It was like an over, I don't know what happened to it, if someone ran into it or what, but there was a big bridge. It wasn't over water. It was like a highway bridge and they like repaired it really quick or something like that. It was in like Minneapolis or Minnesota.
I remember where you're talking about, but it was somewhere warm.
Why did I say Minneapolis then? That ain't fucking warm. But anyways, it was kind of the same scenario. It was somebody hit something and the whole thing collapsed and it's some scary shit. Yeah, that might be right. I-95 in Philly.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah.
And Jerry here in Bowling Green said he had one of those scam calls today. Just today.
So. Says they came from whoever ride the guide claiming to be Uber support security. They act like they cancel the ride for you and just start with questions. It's my third time, so I just hung up. Huh.
Yeah, that's what I do, Jerry. I usually just hang up on them.
I've never gotten one of those calls.
Really? I've gotten at least 5 of them over the years.
Yeah, I'm short of 4,000 rides with Uber and 2,000 with Lyft, so I've never gotten anything like that. I did get a Walmart scam.
Oh, really?
So the Walmart Spark scam, and I haven't seen it in a while. Someone orders, and I don't even know what the scam is, probably just to get you to talk on the phone, but they order like one banana. But it's like
I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, and it was, and I did it. I delivered that fucking banana. And for whatever reason, usually it's that they make up an address, but mine, the address was correct. It was a real address.
Really?
So they tried to call, and I was like, fuck that. I took a picture of it, and I got my $10 for shopping one banana or whatever
one
it
banana.
Was. Yeah, but they did try to call several times, and I just didn't answer it.
Yeah, so no time for that.
Now, if there's no address, it's a little bit difficult to kind of deliver it because you're like, well, where do you put it then? Or do you just
exactly
you just pretend that the house that you're at is the correct one? I don't know, but so yeah, that was I not was it? Well, it clearly wasn't a warm place. I said,
if that was it,
bridge collapse. Let's see, because it was just like last year. It's going to drive me nuts. Oh, it was a tanker fire.
Yes, that's it.
June of last year.
Yeah, it caught fire and it melted that under that overpass.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They thought it was going to take like a real long time to fix it, but they ended up getting it fixed pretty quick.
Well, I remember watching, and I typically do not watch any freaking news like conferences or whatever, but I remember somebody, the mayor, somebody saying, no, we're working on this like right. Cause that is like a main drag for Philly. Mm-hmm. Like it was going to fuck everything up. And he was just like,
it carries about 160,000 vehicles a day.
Yeah. So he was like, we're going to, and they work 24 hours a day to get it repaired. Oh God. I did see that a day ago that it closed again because someone hit it. And I thought, oh, that can't be the same one.
Really?
It's still being rebuilt, but it was open though, right? Oh my gosh. Because I was like, oh, that mayor's like, he's going to get that shit fixed. Why do I believe a politician? That's the
exactly
that's the worst part. So,
oh my gosh.
Okay, moving on. This I thought this was kind of cool. This was in Guadalajara. How to order Uber if you don't have a smartphone. And so this is just a location. Super cool. I think that, you know, in America, it's not the same. You know, the government does subsidize cell phones for you so that pretty much everyone's got a smartphone. I mean, you shouldn't have any problem downloading an Uber app. But, you know, in Mexico, it's not like that. So I don't know any of the process of it, but obviously you must order there and you just wait, right? And kind of like at a taxi stand and they probably come pick you up. And again, it's nice that they have that because it's regulated, right? So you're not getting fucking ripped off. And that's kind of what I like about Uber in other countries when you're traveling as a, you know, on vacation, where you're not trusting some random Uber or taxi guy that you can't speak the language. Like Uber is Uber. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It would be tough being in another country, not knowing, you know, not speaking the language. They don't speak your language, trying to work and you know, you don't know. If I was in Mexico and some dude pulls up and tries to get me to go in the car, I'm not getting in.
You know? No. When I volunteered in Mexico, I did a couple mission trips in Colima, and it wasn't like it was like a poor community. And they would always say, hey, when you go into town, make sure you negotiate before you get into the taxi. Like there was no Uber when I was even going there. It was even before Uber was like,
yeah, but thing. You want to know what you're paying before you, go.
Yeah, exactly. You never negotiate afterwards because, you know, they kind of got you in the car then and stuff. But, Frank said it was open 10 days after the explosion, but they're not expecting to be done for at least, well, yeah, I didn't expect them to be finished with it in quick, but they had it open in 10 days, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive.
I mean, it's pretty impressive. So, Frank says, I've told a lot of overseas passengers that Uber is exactly the same in other countries. Yeah.
Same here. I've had some guys that were here in Bowling Green working at one of the factories that they were over here from India, and they said that's what they like about it. They come over here and it's exact same as it is in India, and they've traveled to Japan and other places. It's just, it just works.
I want, yeah. So they don't have to change currency. So how does it, like, how do you know? So when you're looking at your phone, are you seeing it in American currency when you're in India? You know what I mean? Or are you paying Indian rates, India's rates, or are you paying, you know what I'm saying? I'm assuming you are. So it would probably be like 45 cents for, depending on where you are, you know what I mean? For American dollars, you know, cause like everything's cheaper everywhere else than America, but
seems like it.
This is me being ignorant. If I don't know if that's even a thing or whatnot, but I definitely like how I would be so comfortable using.
Yeah. Uber. You wonder what the you know, there's got to be a
conversion. Right, are they there. Converting it? And then when you see it, is it like you're just American dollars? Yeah. Interesting. Well, if I ever travel out of the country, which I do go to Mexico, vacation Mexico, but I don't leave the resort. I stay right on there. But
I think we need to do some research. I think we need to take a trip.
I think we need another Patreon supporter. We need to pay for this trip to somewhere. I'm thinking South Korea. I'm thinking I want to go to South Korea. I hear it's an amazing place to visit.
I'm sure. We go visit Janet down in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's true. We could do that. That's probably more expensive than South Korea, though. At least the flight, maybe not. All right, last thing. I did not save this photo because Larry put it in here, and I forgot to do that. Did he share it in the group? He didn't. Well, doesn't matter. So like we talked about at the top of the hour, the cash outs are changing to $1.25. Now, my guess, I don't ever do cash outs. Was it 85 cents before?
Yeah, I think so. That was the last rate. I think originally it was like, what, a quarter, 25 cents, and then it went to 50, and then I think it went to 85, and now it's $1.25.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and you and I know, and most of the people that we know don't use the cash out option. We just get paid once a week. It shows up in our bank account, which is fine for some of us. But there are people out here who are living, I mean, literally day by day. They need to go out and work so they can pay their rent that day, or they can pay this bill that day. And so they do, you know, they do cash it out. I don't understand why you need to cash it out up to six times a day, but.
Yeah. I was talking to my wife before the show and I was like, well, it's only 40 cents more. And she was like, okay, well, let's put it in perspective. Let's say your Monster Energies that you love, you drink two a day, are 40 cents more. I'm like, okay, it's no big deal. And she's like, okay, so that's 80 cents a day. So you drink them every day, right? So every 10 days, it's $8 more for those Monsters. And at the end of the month, it's $24 extra. Would you be a little fussy about that? And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's not apples to apples by any means, but I guess if I was to do it that twice a day and end up being an extra $24 at the end of the month, I'd be a little shitty about it.
Okay. Janet says when they traveled in the States, their Uber charges showed up in US dollars.
They showed up in US dollars, but when you looked at the app and they quoted a price, did it quote the US price or did it quote, did it already do the conversion from where you live? That's what I was asking. Not when it posted, but like when you were like quoting,
looking at the app and saying, okay, how much is this ride going to cost?
Yeah. Yeah. When it was quoting you. But yeah, back to the cash out. I, you know, Jesper used to cash out every weekend. You know what I mean? Like he used to do it, even though he didn't need the money, he would always cash out. I don't know why. So it's not just for people that are living paycheck to paycheck, but hey,
definitely not.
Steve, next time, $10, $9.99 is cheap. Anyways, thank you, Steve.
Steve. And, yeah, some people, you know, just like to cash out because they're worried about somebody being, you know, hacking into their account because, you know, that does happen.
Yeah.
Or some people, like if they got a refund or something from Uber, they'll cash it out real quick so Uber can take it back.
I don't think a lot of full-time drivers do the cash out. I think it's mostly these pop-in drivers that are like, I got to pay rent or I got to pay my phone bill. So they go work whatever it takes to pay that phone bill, and then they just cash out and then they're done. But
sure. So Janet says it showed in the app in US dollars as well. So if I was in India, it would show me in, what is it, rubles, or I don't know what India uses.
I think it is rubles or rubles.
I have no idea what that meant.
Right. Well, it's not 10 even now. It's 99. It's still 99 cents.
You're getting worse. You're going down by magnitude of 10.
Now it's 10.98. It's not even even. Anyways, what Steve's letting you know, 10.98 ain't cheap. Yeah, that's for damn sure. For the month of April, I'm going to be on Steve's show on Thursday nights on the round table at 9 p.m.
Very cool.
So I'm looking forward to that. So it's a great thing. He always has good people on there. And he has some sort of kind of rundown like this. It's kind of just like just a round table, like just talking about stuff. So
yeah, everybody tune in and hassle Jason while he's on the show.
Of course. And the best part is I'm going to be streaming to our channel. So if you're going to see a live notification come up tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, and you're like, huh, what's going on? But I'll be on Steve's show. So I encourage you to get on, like the post, subscribe and all that fun stuff. So,
yeah. And if you ever want to get into the weeds about all the, legislation, our proposed legislation that's going on regarding gig work, check out Steve's sites. He will get into the weeds with the best of them.
If he starts talking about it when I'm on there, I'm going to turn my fucking camera off and I'm going to go take a shit. No, I'm just kidding, Steve. I would never do that. I did tell him, though, I had rules to go on there because, like, when there's six or seven people on a show, like, I can't stand it because it's too much. It's too chaotic. Yeah. But when there's, like, three, four at the max, that's, like, the perfect amount.
Yeah.
So, all right, Larry, what are you doing this week? Anything fun?
Let's see. Saturday, my wife and I are going to go over to the far western part of Kentucky, even further west than here, over by a place called Land Between the Lakes, between Barkley Lake and Kentucky Lake. We're going to do some hiking over there, and then we're also going to a place called Patty's 1880 settlement, where they have really good food and the gift shop, and it's all set up like it is, you know, kind of in the 1880s.
So, oh, very cool.
Yeah, that should be fun. We're looking forward to that. And then, like I said, taking care of my help my son recuperate. Probably do some driving this weekend as well.
I'm not doing much. I'll probably do some driving. I know we're celebrating Easter this Saturday because my wife worked last Easter. Easter?
Yeah.
And last stuff Easter. Like that. But Easter. I forgot Monday is the eclipse.
It is. We're like 96% totality here in Bowling Green.
We're 94.
We're close. We're right around there, 94, 96, something like that. So you'd have to drive about an hour northwest of here to get into totality.
It was supposed to be a little cloudy today, but not on Monday, but now it's just partly, so we might be able to see.
They're saying that's gonna be cloudy here, so there are gonna be a lot of disappointed people who made big giant trips and maybe for nothing.
Well, the last day before spring break, they sent out an email to remind kids that, because during that time is going to be dismissal for a lot of kids, and to not, don't be stupid and look up at the sun, basically, you know what I mean? So
yeah, get you some eclipse glasses for sure.
Well, and there's some scam ones going around too. So I'm like, it's just like, what the fuck? One can
don't buy them
anything
from Temu. Don't buy them. Of course, they wouldn't get here for 6 months anyway.
No. Temu ships pretty good. Isn't it? There's another app that, or maybe Temu doesn't ship very fast. I don't know. There's one of them that is from China, but ships pretty good. But anyways, so looking forward to that. Thank you guys all for listening. And as always, don't put up with anyone's bullshit.
And we'll see you on the road.
Good night.
Hey, good night, everybody.
This podcast is produced and edited by Hey Guys Media Group. Want to start a podcast? Check out HeyGuysMediaGroup.com.